The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Winchester, Kansas, where tonight we're getting set for high school basketball this evening. Here on Care Radio, it's the Class 2A Substate, hosted by Jefferson County North High School, as it'll be the girls' night out, as the Lady Chargers playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here at the gym in Winchester. Nice crowd continuing to filter in. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, Joseph. We'll be back. Bring in some starters. Bring in some insight. All of that stuff. And then the tip right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Winchester, Kansas. Happy to have you along with us. We're tonight in the first game of the first round of the girls' half of the tournament. It's going to be JCN hosting Valley Falls. Now, here's a couple of teams. They know each other. Okay, for that matter, pretty much everyone in this 2A JCN substate knows one another. MHMA, and who else do we have? Riverside, Pleasant Ridge, Oskaloosa, JCN, Valley Falls, Care Paravel, McLeod. So yeah, it's going to be a group of very familiar teams. And Here's the thing. There are a lot of teams that can come out of this sub-state. It is very, very, very competitive. These two teams have met a couple of times earlier in the season, too, by the way. Back on the 5th of January in Winchester, right here on this gym. It was a 52-39 win for JCN. On the 16th of February, just about a week ago, at Valley Falls, it was a 52-43 JCN win. Let's take a quick look at the starters. First of all, for Jeff North and head coach Steve Nolan, his assistant, Rich Jommins. Jeff North coming into the game at 15-5, going to be starting sophomore Riley Thompson, freshman Taylor Schrick, and a trio of seniors with Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. I don't know who the PA announcer is today, but it was fantastic. Those starters down there, that was great. The Valley Falls Lady Dragons and their head coach Jordan Halen, her assistant Jaden Corder. They're going to be starting junior Evie Gatzmeyer and senior Lauren Brown, senior Corey Kirkwood, senior Caitlin Yates, and a junior Cassidy Frakes. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up, the tip is away. It'll be JCN basketball. Drive it down. Clara, shot up, no. Rebound, Emily, up and in, plus one. 6 seconds into the game. JCN has broken down on top, 2-0, and it's a plus one. So foul is going to be on Valley Falls' Corey Kirkwood, and it is going to be her first very, very early on. Emily, free throw, good. 3-0. JCN, literally 6 seconds into the game. Here's the first possession for Valley Falls. Maybe Sharks is going to start off in a bit of a 2-3, kind of a different look. Coach Noel going to the zone defense. Here's a three from the right side baseline, up a little strong. It's going to be tipped out by Langley and going to be pulled back down by Riley Thompson. Riley weaves their way into the forecourt. Here comes JCN down the left side. They'll go to Abby Laird, left side of the free throw line. On the floor, once loses a handle, and they're going to call a jump ball as reaching in, tying it up. It's going to be Cassidy Frakes. So Frakes will tie it up, and we're going to come back the other way. Let's see if we got to fix our scorebook up a little bit here. 7:15 to play in the first quarter. Down the right side with it. Valley Falls looks into the middle, no room there, brings it back off on top, drives across, the shot from just inside the ring is no good. Offensive rebound in the lane and a reach in and a tie up and a jump ball and back it's going to come to Jefferson County North. So JCN going to come up with the ball. A little full court press here, it's going to be slapped out of bounds and it's going to go back to Valley Falls. So good pressure by the Valley defense. And back it comes. There we go. Now we're cooking gas. 6:58 to go, just a minute into the ballgame here in the opening quarter. And the ball's going to be put in play at the baseline by Valley Falls, just to the right of their goal, just beyond the right side of the lane. They'll bring it in to bring it off way off on top to Evie. Gatzmeyer dumps it over to the right side. Lauren Brown, long cross-court pass, rotates it out on top to Corey. Kirkwood brings it back over to the right side. Corey Kirkwood's been just a huge leader on this team last year and this year, and she is a fixture here for Valley Falls. They're going to look for her to do a lot of things today. They try to get the ball in the middle of her, and it's going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Jefferson County North coming up with a steal. Minute and a half into the game, and it's 3-0. Lady Chargers out front. They'll swing it over to the left side. Riley will come out on top, and over to the right it goes to Clara. Chargers working against a player defense. Clara crosses underneath, little reverse layup, not going to go, and the rebound underneath is going to be wrestled for, and it's won by Lauren Brown. Flies up the floor, goes left side, Yates. Caitlin to the free throw line. The runner rolls across the rim, and it won't go in for Corey. Rebounding it down is going to be JCN. Up the court, it will come. Pivoting with the left foot on the floor one time. Jason's going to have to bring it out on top. They were trying to get in the middle to Emily Langley, but Emily was boxed out very well. That was some really good defense inside by Kirkwood. Kirkwood's got a tough job guarding a taller player. It's considerably taller than she is. And now Valley Falls is going to reach in and knock the ball free. Steal it away. Up the floor, it's one on three. and we get a travel. We do. Trying to hit the brakes and instead coming up with a travel. Valley Falls making a duo of substitutions. They're going to bring in a sophomore in Lauren Connor and another sophomore in Brooklyn Schmelsley. 5.5 to go in the opening quarters. 3-0. JCN scored right out of the gate. Seconds into their end of the game on their first possession. And nobody's scored since then. And now the Chargers will lose the ball on the upcourt play. Sally Falls and Lauren Brown will be putting it back in play in their forecourt. Kirkwood with the basketball. Swings it over to the left side. Comes out on top to Brooklyn. Schmelzley goes back left. Lauren at the baseline. Right side on the floor one time, horsing the shot up, but it won't go in. Offensive rebound, Kirkwood won't go in again. This time, Abby Laird secures the rebound. Chase team will run it up the floor and going down the left side with it. It's going to be Taylor. Taylor Schrick in the middle to Laird. She'll drive to the baseline, puts the shot up. Nope, rebound. Langley follows up, gets fouled, come to the line. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but will come to the free throw line. It's going to be foul number one by Brooklyn Schmelzley. Valley Falls picking up team foul two. JCN, no fouls yet in the game with 4:51 to go in the opening quarter. Free throw, rattles in. So Emily Langley collects her fourth point of the game. She's got all of the points in the game so far. Chargers will make their first substitution as the second free throw is up, and it is also good. And into the lineup for Jeff North. Now we're going to get Gwen Blattner. So Gwen comes in with her team leading at 5-0. 4:40 to go in the first. Turnaround shot for Corey. Nope. Rebound, Abby Laird. Chargers with the board. Clara Johnson from the right to the left. Crosses at the middle. Works away to the side of the lane. 15-footer. Nailed it. Clara Johnson and JCN has exploded to an early lead. And Valley Falls and head coach Jordan Hale going to take a timeout. We're taking a break with them, Joseph, at 4:26 to go in quarter number one. It is JCN 7, Valley Falls nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trip, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Good to have you with us here on a Tuesday. Is that possible? Is that right? Tuesday night basketball? Yeah, we do it all year long. And here comes Valley Falls with it. Going to try to get their first points in a ballgame on the board. Schmelzley will have it way up between the circles in some trouble and gets bumped around a little bit. They're going to call it for a travel. So the crowd was looking for a foul, but I'm not going to get that call. And again, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks or so. The officials have shifted into postseason mode. They're calling the game maybe a little less closely, allowing a little more contact, a little more physical play. Then they seem to decide it out on the floor, maybe calling a few fewer fouls. Here's a feed to the right side. Langley, nope. Back right side it's going to go. Taylor with it. Schrick trapped at the corner, brings it back. And Laird turns and shoots and knocks it in from 14. Abby Laird stretches the Charger lead to 9-0 at 3.5 to go in the first. Schmelzley right wing. Out on top for Valley Falls. It's going to go. They'll feed to the baseline left. Nice entry pass and a shot too hard off the window by Cassidy. Back up court with the basketball. It's going to come Jefferson County North. Valley Falls just can't let those get away. In the lane and in trouble and traveling with the basketball. Jason is going to turn it right back over. Abby Laird going to come out of the game. And also Taylor Schrick is going to check out and get a little bit of rest into the JCN lineup. We're going to get Carly Porter. And
Willis is going to rotate back in there. Oh, yeah, Carly's out there along with Karina Johnson. Here's a shot outside. Valley Falls won't go. Rebound. Offensive board. Going to be saved. Rotated back to the top. Way up high. Passing up the shot. The hook pass over to the left side. Schmelzy will take it. On the floor one time. Back over to the right. Corey for three. Drains it. And there are your first points for the Lady Dragons. It is 9-3, Jeff North. We're down to 2.5 to go in opening quarter. Offensive foul, JCN. As she comes up the floor with the basketball, they're going to say Clara Johnson dropped the shoulder, went into that defender. And so, it'll come back to Valley Falls. That will go all the way down to the baseline right, beat it to the block. Shot is up, too strong, but we're going to get a foul, and free throws coming up for the Dragons. Silver Valley Falls sticking with the plan right now. Early on, JCN had that momentum. Valley Falls are going to try to kind of extinguish that a little bit. That's going to be the first foul of the ball game on Karina Johnson. And at the line, Corey Kirkwood. The gym gets quiet. The free throw goes up, and it goes in. She's got four, and Valley Falls is back to within five. Clara Johnson coming out of the ball game for Taylor Schrick. So I got Taylor Schrick out there, Karina Johnson on the floor, Riley Thompson. Those are on the left side. On the right side, we've got Carly Porter and down at the baseline, Emily Langley. Second free throw, perfect. Corey Kirkwood knocks down a pair. It's 9-5, and we've got 2:10 to go in the first. The ball batted away, but Chargers able to go back into the backcourt and rescue it. Batted away again, and they save it once more. Swing pass over to the left side. Right now, the Valley Falls defense is doing a great job. Here's the feed in the middle of Langley, and, oh, they're going to call a foul. That was a tough, tough call. The whistle is going to go against Caitlin Yates. Right in front of her, Coach Jordan Hill saying, that's okay, Caitlin. That's exactly what we want you to do, what we need you to do. You keep doing just that. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. JCN leading it 9-5. And we'll have the ball in play at their baseline. Clara will bring it into Abby. Laird comes out on top. Schrick, Langley, back underneath. Abby Laird, I'll tell you what, scoring machine from off that block. Abby Laird with four. 11-5, Jefferson County North. We're down to a minute 40 to go. During the first, Valley, right side, little head fake. The feed in the middle of Kirkwood, back off on top, a head fake, stepping in, 14-footer, and that's going to be another foul on Clara. She's in trouble. For the minute 25 to go in the opening quarter, that'll be foul number two for Clara Johnson, and she's going to set up probably for the rest of this quarter and maybe for a big chunk of the first half. Although Coach Knowlton's made no movement to remove her from the game yard yet. Free throw, it's up, and good for Lauren Brown. I got to express great surprise that Clara Johnson's still out there. One more shot coming up, Dragons. That one hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound will be cleared away by Abby Laird. JCN coming up court with the basketball, leading it by five. It is 11-6 in the opening quarter, and another offensive foul on JCN. We'll get the official to come over and let us know. It is this time on Taylor Schrick. So it's similar circumstances. Now Claire's going to come out. Carly Porter comes in. The guard's bringing the ball up the floor for JCN, leading with that forearm. And plenty of contact. These officials are calling it tonight. And it's giving some charges a little trouble. Here's a very long two. Hits the back of the rim. Missing. Offensive rebound. Kirkwood shot up. Hits the back of the rim. It bounds away. No good. Clearing it down. Going to be Riley. She'll feed it in the middle angle. About three steps, no travel called. Here comes Valley Falls off the miss. Looked like Langley had taken plenty of steps, but apparently no. But Valley Falls off the miss shot up the floor. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Trailing only by five. They have not been red hot, but to still be this close to this point of the game, pretty good sign for the Dragons. They'll look to the middle, nothing. Come back out between the circles to Caitlin. Half a minute to go. Remember, no shot clock. Three-point shot. Kirkwood won't get it. Rebound saved in the corner. Valley skips to the right side. Back off on top. The dish to the point. Thought she was going to take that three, does it? Here's a little head fake. Pass again to the top side. The J.C. and scrambling to get back into that 2-3 zone. 12 seconds left in the first. Running a little motion. Driving right. Kirkwood has it stripped out of her hands and reaching in. We're going to get another J.C. and foul. And the official says she was, in fact, in the act of shooting. So the first foul of the ballgame by Carly Porter is going to put Valley Falls once more at the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Corey Kirkwood. Corey, 2-2 at the line with 5 of her team's 6 points. First free throw. Oh, yeah. Jeff North is going to put Gwen Blattner back into the game. And Emily Langley is going to get a little rest here at the end of the opening quarter. One more shot coming up for Valley Falls and Corey Kirkwood. Corey hit that 1,000-point mark a few games ago. Second free throw, got them both. It is 11-8, a one-possession game with 6 seconds. Full court pressure by Valley Falls. And Laird brings it up with 3, feeds it across with 2. It's going to go out of bounds to JCN as the clock expires. Is that it? Yep. Let's call it the end of a quarter. First quarter in the book here at JCN. Round 1 of the 2A Girls Basketball Substate. It is Jeff North, 11, Valley Falls 8.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
You know, in all of these games, it's always my pleasure to remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and some member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. And in fact, no rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Going to the second quarter, at home, hosting the Sub-State, Jefferson County North, holding on to a 3-point lead, 11-8. Valley Falls, led by Corey Kirkwood, 7. Of those points, Lauren Brown, the other one for JCN. Emily Langley, 5. Abby Laird, 4. Clara Johnson, 2. Fouls may be the name of the game. Clara Johnson with a couple. Now, Clara's going to come up with a steal. She's out on the floor with those 2 fouls. She'll take it down the court, put it up, put it in. Clara has 4. JCN's lead now 13-8 at 7:40 to go in quarter number 1. Or in half number 1, quarter number 2. Little bounce pass toward the free throw line. It's going to be stolen by JCN. And again, Clara coming up. Again, she pushes off with that free hand. Her pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Kirkwood with the steal. Races up the floor. Defense is still moving back. Kirkwood runs and shoots and scores. She had the defense backpedaling and took advantage of it, picking up her 9 points of the game. 13-10. 7:11 to go in the opening half. Here's Clara. Starts left, cuts back right, tip pass over to the edge to Riley Thompson. Langley will flash between the circles to provide a little high post help. Swing pass to the right side. It's going to be Riley Thompson. Player defensive play by Valley Falls, really doing a nice job. Now the look to the middle, trying to get rid of the ball. Back out on top. It's going to be slap free, batted away, and out of bounds off Valley Falls. Dragons are going to bring Evie Gansmeyer and Caitlin Yates back into the game. 6:46 to go in the opening half. Road stops here tonight for one of these two teams. Here's the feed underneath. They get it to Abby. Power move. Shot up. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Cassidy Frakes. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons are going to run. Attack the basket. Kick it back on top. And they took a little too long to get away a quick shot. Here's a runner in the lane. The shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound is on the floor, and they're going to call a travel as tumbling to the floor. You got Lauren Brown turning it over. 6:26 to play. And JCN's inbound, gets away from Clara, but Taylor Strick just accidentally in the right place at the right time to secure the basketball. Chargers up court with it. 13-10, Jeff North. Here's Laird, goes left side. Power move again, this time with the left hand. It's up and in. So Abby Laird with a half dozen now leads her team in scoring, and it's 15-10. We go inside, six to go, in a rapidly moving first half. Little jumper from the left side from 14, no good. And a rebound to Taylor Schrick. JC is up court with the basketball. Clara takes a tumble to the floor, scrambles back to her feet, and now the cross court pass stolen. Down the floor, right side, stop, shot, foul, free throws. A tremendous steal in the middle for Valley Falls by Lauren Connor. Give her the steal. The foul is going to be on JC and Taylor Schrick. It will be her second. It is a first second quarter foul by either team, and we're at 5:40 to go in the half. She's a lefty, and the free throw's perfect. Lauren Connor gets her team back to within four and can make it again a one-possession game with the second free throw. Laird comes out of the game for JCN. Second free throw, nice. Lauren Connor gets them both. It is 15-12. Chargers coming into the forecourt, and again, the player defense, the ball gets batted away. It's going around. It's on the floor, and it's going to be stolen by the Dragons. Here comes Valley Falls running up Kirkwood. Takes it to the top. Keeps the dribble alive. Little stutter step into the lane. Turns and shoots. Did she travel? Maybe. Yeah. Official says yes. She pulled up the dribble, stepped inside. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen a lot of officials this year who would have not called that, calling it a Euro step, whatever that is supposed to be. It's that. That was apparently a travel. I was just saying, I've seen that Euro step like that so many times. Three steps in, you know. But they call a travel there. Back up with it is going to be Clara. Shot is up, no good. Rebounding it back down, it's Valley Falls. Here comes Kirkwood. Corey down the right side. Again, she's going to attack the rim. Goes in, goes up, gets it in one, Corey Kirkwood. Here's the Valley Falls plan as they collect the first foul of the game by Riley Thompson. Be aggressive. Go to the rack with the ball and get that shot away. This free throw can tie the game. And it does. It is 15-15 and 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Corey Kirkwood already at a dozen points. 12 of her team's 15. And here comes Jefferson County North, and Clara Johnson brings it up. Clara's out there with Taylor Schrick, both with two fouls. You've also got Carly Porter out of the floor. You've got Emily Langley. And standing at the free throw line, just kind of setting the screen, is Gwen Blattner. JCN, really patient, back and forth. Coach Snow doesn't like what he's seeing, or maybe he doesn't like what he's not seeing. He's going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're going to enjoy a break. We're at 4:50 to go in the opening half of this girls' game. It is Valley Falls, JCN, jam locked at 15.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
With the game tied at 15, coming out of the timeout, Jefferson County North puts the ball in play, midcourt on the far side, and they are on offense. Welcome back to Winchester, everybody. And as the ball is passed out on top to Abby Laird, a defender reaches in, commits the foul. So Valley Falls picking up the personal foul. It'll be the first of the game by Lauren Brown. It will be the first of the second quarter by Valley Falls. Still 15-15. Inbound comes out on top to Clara Johnson. JCN, by the way, going from right to left across your dial in the first half, wearing those home whites with green. Here's a right hand three, shot up and good. Clara Johnson, seventh point of the game. 18-15. And Jay Singles right back up by three with 4:20 to go in the opening half. Long cross court pass to the left side to Lauren. Brown stops halfway down, feeds it right side. Little jump shot is up. It didn't use the backboard. It's going to miss the rim and come back away to Jefferson County North off the defensive rebound. In the middle of Langley. Hook pass back over to the right side. A little travel there. None called. 17-footers up for Laird. No good. Rebound is on the floor, and it's going to be Dragon basketball. Flying up court with it is Corey. She again is going to go all the way this time to the baseline. Out on top. Three-point shot. Looks good. Is good. Count the three for Lauren Brown. We're tied again now at 18. This is a good one with 3:40 to go in the opening half. Jefferson County North. Top side with the basketball is going to be Karina. To Laird. To Langley. Falling away. Shoots and misses. Rebound underneath Valley Falls. Dragons coming up the floor with the basketball and 3:20 to go in the opening half. Looking for their first lead of the game. They've got it right side to Evie. Casimara swings it over to the left to Lauren. Brown down to the baseline. Loses the handle on the ball. It's going to be taken away by JCN. Coming up with it, Abby Laird. Here come the Chargers. Clara Johnson into the forecourt. Dumps it deep down to the baseline left to Blattner. Quinn gets it to Laird. Back it in. Shot off the window, but there's a foul. The shot does not go in, but Abby Laird getting a couple of free throws off the foul by Cassidy Frakes. Abby has a half a dozen points. No free throw opportunities yet today. She's usually good, but that one doesn't fall. For Valley Falls, two fouls in the second quarter, and they have no player with more than one. For JCN, two fouls in the second quarter. But Clara Johnson and Taylor Schrick each have two. Second free throw for Laird. No. Rebound. Dragons. Valley Falls coming up the floor. Inside 3 minutes to go in the opening half. It is an 18-18 ball game. Way up high between the circles, Lauren Brown gets it to Connor. Here's a three. Left side. It's up and good from way outside. Lauren Brown. Second three. And it is a 21-18 lead for Valley Falls. 2.5 to go opening half. See how JC deals with the adversity. I'm not sure they have trailed to Valley Falls this year. This is their third meeting of the season. Drive it to the right side, Clara. She'll pull up with this jumper that is short, but we'll have a foul called. And it is not a shooting foul. It'll be put in play at the baseline. The whistle's going to be on Valley Falls. Brooklyn Schmelzley, she will be the first Lady Dragon to pick up a second foul. Roddy Thompson is going to check back in for Jefferson County North with 2:20 to go in the half. Chargers with the ball in. Abby Laird has it on top. She'll dribble to the three-point ring. Comes out on top to Clara. Goes left side. It's going to be Taylor Schrick with it. Bounces it to Laird on the floor. Oh, nice pass and the shot from underneath. Straight up and straight in. Count the bucket for Riley Thompson, and she's got two. Chargers are back to within a point. It's 21-20. And we're inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. Head of ball is going to be stolen away. JC coming up with it. Here comes Clara. She'll drive to the free throw line. Puts up a runner. Kicks it off the window and in. Clara Johnson. And it's 22-21. JC back up a point with 1:40 left in the opening half. These two teams have been toe-to-toe here today. And now here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be lost. Chargers going to steal it away. Clara back up the floor. And again, pushing away with that free hand. That has gotten her two fouls already tonight. Laird from 17. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Valley Falls. Lauren Brown. She's had a couple of big threes. She comes down with a rebound. Brings it up the floor. Swings it over to the left side. Lauren Connor shot up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Laird, and she gets fouled, reaching into trying to steal the back. Lauren Brown, second foul. So Lauren will have her second foul of the game. It'll be team foul four in the second quarter by Valley Falls. And JC will be putting it in play for the last time here in the first half. 1:05 to go in the half. 22-21, Lady Chargers in front. Here's JC and Trick with it in the backcourt. She is being guarded hard by Caitlin Yates all the way up the floor. Goes cross court over to the left side. Long shot up, and there's going to be a foul called and maybe a little bit of a flop in the mix. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls. Lauren Connor, her first. And the Chargers coming to the free throw line. Stepping up. For JC, it is going to be Carly Porter, the freshman. Free throw, no. After JC going 3-for-3 in the opening quarter, they are 0-for-3 at the free throw line here in the second quarter. This one is high and up and good. Carly Porter gives the Chargers a 2-point lead at 23-21. Inside a minute to go in the first half. Way up high between the circles. They'll be dumping it over to the right side. Corey Kirkwood. Back to the left, Lauren Brown. She'll go for another three. She's hit a couple of that one. No good. Rebound tipped out. Saved by the Dragons. Follow shot, no good. And this time it's going to be rebounded back down by Jefferson County North and Emily Langley, who was run into by a teammate, nearly forcing a travel, but she was able to keep her feet planted. And Laird's pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Valley. Where's to the right? Then to the left. Pulling up from 12. No. Rebound, Abby Laird. And did she reach in? And they're going to call another Valley Falls foul. Going to be the second on Corey Kirkwood. And with 10 seconds to play in the first half, Abby Laird, who just missed a pair of free throws, coming back down to the free throw line on the other end of the court. Her team leads by two. The gym gets quiet. The free throw goes away. And for JCN, it's going to be Gwen Blattner. Little offense-defense switch. We got a messed up net down here. The officials trying to straighten it up a little bit. Kind of knot it up. Won't matter. Free throw by Laird. No good. And Valley Falls with a chance to tie this thing up. Going to have to hurry. Into the forecourt with six. Got to be aware of the time. 3-point shot at the buzzer. No, and it's halftime. The three-pointer, a good look at the rim, did not go in. And we'll be back to summarize the half for you. These two teams are headed to the locker room in Winchester, Kansas in the 2A Sub-State first-round game. It is Jefferson County North 23, Valley Falls 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Oh, listen to that JCN pep band in the background. That it gives you that gymnasium basketball hoops kind of feel, doesn't it? Great ball game we're enjoying here. JCN jumped out in front, big 9-0 right out of the gate. Looked like they were going to run away with it, and then suddenly Valley Falls dug in their heels, battled back, took a lead in the second quarter. But at a half, Valley Falls is up a pair. Recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Dragons, leading her team and leading all scorers, Corey Kirkwood with 12. 7 for Lauren Brand, and the other two belong to Lauren Connor. For Jefferson County North, 5 players in the scoring column, paced by Clara Johnson's 9. Abby Laird with a half a dozen, Emily Langley with 5, and 2 for Riley Thompson, Carly Porter with 1.
One of the big differences at the game, in the game, is at the free throw line. Valley Falls, spectacular, 8 of 9 at the free throw line. JCN is 4 of 9. From the outside, JCN is at 1 3-point shot. Valley Falls has knocked down 3 in the first half. Don't go away. Second half coming your way very shortly. It will be a good one, I assure you. And we're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now with that intermission score, Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 23, Valley Falls 21. Back we go to our man Joseph at the Care Radio Sports Studio, where he's got a, oh yeah, postseason quality halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from JCN. We'll return to the Valley Falls girls at JCN in just a couple of moments. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got the Oskaloosa boys at Valley Falls. Excuse me. Again, it's another 7 p.m. tip. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine basketball, as the Ravens will be playing. The Lady Ravens will be playing at 7 p.m. Wednesday. Thursday brings us to 2 games in JCN Girls Substate Semifinals. We'll have one at 6 p.m. and one at 8 p.m. Friday, we'll have 2 Boys JCN Substate Semifinals. And again, we'll have 2 games. That's on Friday. Saturday, we could have 2 sub-state championship games. Again, 2 games to be announced for the times. It does look like it's going to be 6 and 8 again on Saturday.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online, anytime around the clock, at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
We have a few scores to report this evening. Sabetha boys are leading ACCHS boys 45-17 at the half. In the Jefferson West Hiawatha game, it is Jefferson County West 28 to Hiawatha's 36. Royal Valley is leading Perry Lecompton at the half 27-22. And in this game, we've got the JCN girls at 23 points to the Valley Falls girls 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 73 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow. Lows dip down to about 17. Sunny skies Wednesday with a high of 39. 55 Thursday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 63 degrees here in Atchison. It feels like 62 out there with the winds out of the south at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 26%. The dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.46 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz at the court in just a couple of minutes.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back as we return. JCN puts the ball in play and a quick shot goes up and a quick foul gets called. And second into the second half, Abby Laird will collect her 8 point and come to the line. Looking for number nine is Cassidy Frakes, has her second foul of the game. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. The free throw, no good, and the follow shot is good by Langley. So JCN has scored 4 points in the first 15 seconds of the second half. 27-21, back to a six-point lead. Goes Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, again. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio, giving you some good halftime info. Here's a beautiful pass underneath and an easy layup over to the right side for Cassidy Frakes. Frakes getting her first point of the evening, 27-23. 7-11 to go in the third. Tom Kautz with you here, courtside. JCN, 15-5. Valley Falls, 7-13. Oh, skip pass comes off on top. The dribble around to the right side. The feed in the middle. Langley gets it to Laird. Her shot's no good. Rebound on the floor. It's going to be saved by Valley Falls. And Emily trying to come up with a big steal. Picks up a foul. So Emily's collects her first foul of the game. And here we go.
Little skip pass over to the left side. Cross court pass batted. Saved underneath by Valley Falls. Great hustle. Center by Cassidy breaks. And the Dragons work it out on top. It's going to be Lauren Brown with his original starting fives for both teams. Evie Gassmeyer, Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood, Caitlin Yates, and Cassidy breaks for Valley Falls. Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, Emily Langley, and Riley Thompson for J.C. Hinn. Dragons, 15-foot shot, going to be deflected, and taking it down is going to be Jeff Norris. 6:14 to go in the third. J.C. Hinn with the basketball and a four-point lead. Underneath, it's going to go to Laird. Beautiful pass, and the layup is up and in. Laird the assist and the bucket to Riley Thompson. 29-23. That was a pretty play. We're 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Game moving along pretty briskly right now. Little skip pass out on top. And again, with the basketball, it's going to be Cassidy. Left side of the free throw line, it'll go. Gets it there to Yates. The turnaround down to the baseline, no good. And Laird, tell you what, Abby has played a fantastic game here tonight. Down the floor, and there's a travel, and again, no whistle there comes from the other side of the floor. And it will belong to Valley Falls. Just when I think they're going to start calling travels, and then they don't do it again. I don't know. Very confused. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 29-23, 6-point lead for the home team here tonight at Jefferson County North. First round of the Class 2A tournament. We will be back here tomorrow. We're going to be at this sub-state tomorrow with the guys' side where it'll be at Valley Falls. They will be hosting Oskaloosa tomorrow night. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back down here for the semifinal and championship nights of this JCN-hosted 2A sub-state in Kansas. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 29-23. Jefferson County North in front of Valley Falls. Here's a Valley Falls baseline three. No good. Claire Johnson rebounds it down and to the left-hand dribble. Coming up the left side of the floor. Alvarez hits it all the way down the court. Shot up off the window and in. That was well done as Taylor Schrick extended the arms, got the ball up and away, and got that shot off to pick up her first points of the evening, making it 31-23, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with the Dragons. Joseph, they're 4:37 to go in the third quarter. It is Jeff North, 31, Valley Falls, 23.
Left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Welcome back to the pairing of the number 3 and number 6 teams in this Jefferson County North Class 2A basketball sub-state. Welcome back, everybody, with 4:37 to go in the third quarter. 31-23, largest lead of the ball game now for Jefferson County North. Valley Falls will be putting it in play right in front of their bench and doing the inbound work. Lauren Brown. Lauren brings it in to Corey Kirkwood. Corey's got a dozen points, but has not scored yet in the second half. Here's a long cross-court pass to Corey. Comes back on top, Lauren Brown. She'll feed underneath. A nice turnaround. The shot is up. No good. And Abby Laird with another rebound. Here comes Jefferson County North. Down the left side is going to be Clara. She'll take it to the free throw line. Dish it over to the right edge. Gets it there to Taylor Schrick. Back on top to Laird. She'll swing it left side to Riley. Thompson goes baseline. Runs aside and up and in. Riley Thompson with 6. Now a double-digit lead for JCN at 3:50 to go. Third quarter. Three-point shot. Won't fall. Rebound. Abby Laird again. I'll tell you what, somebody's going to have to do something pretty spectacular for Abby not to be your Union State Bank player of the game. Shot is up by the Chargers. Missed. We're going to go back down. Here comes Valley Falls. Valley
can't hurry. But they've got to be economical with their possession. Down to pass the middle, knocked away by Abby Laird. Here comes Jefferson County North and Clara. Johnson dishes left side to Taylor. Trick underneath to Laird. Her shot is off the mark and a rebound underneath Chargers. Here's Langley, goes for it. Off to the right, no. Rebound, Abby Laird. Power move. Up, no. Gets your own rebound. Up, yes, Abby Laird. She's got 10. And it's 35-23 at 2:50 to go. Now a 12-point Lady Charger lead. At the first two meetings between these teams, JCN both times scored 52. Here's a shot off the window, no good. Laird with another rebound. Tell you what, Abby's going to have a double-double tonight. She may have it already. 10 points already, I know that. Rebounds, I'm not sure. Running jump shot up won't go for Clara, but it's going to go out of bounds to the Chargers. JCN's going to bring Blattner into the game. Valley Falls is going to bring Evie Gatzmeyer, Caitlin Yates, and Brooklyn Schmelsley back in. It'll be JCN basketball. And here's the thing. The Chargers have quit fouling. Fouled quite a bit in the opening quarter, a little bit in the second quarter. They have one third quarter foul. There's a turnaround shot for the baseline right. Not going to go in, and the rebound is going to be cleared down off the floor. Caitlin Yates coming up with the basketball, and here she comes. Racing down the floor with it. Kirkwood drives and puts a shot up, got fouled, come to the line. They're going to say he was shooting. That's a little continuation. Crystal makes his way up from down to the baseline. It is going to be on Clara. That will be, we just talked about it, it'll be her third foul. Just had mentioned that she's had a committed a couple of fouls in the opening quarter, and now we'll have her third. Now, Clara coming over and having a word with the official, trying to explain her actions. The free throw. Yep. Corey Kirkwood, 13 points now. And for Valley Falls, that is only their third quarter point. Cannot quit scoring in these games. Second free throw is airborne. Yeah. Kirkwood brings it back to a 10-point game at 35-25. Full court pressure applied by Valley. And Coach Noel says, wait a minute, my team's in trouble. I need a timeout. He's taking it, Joseph. That means we're taking it. Timeout of the court at 2:07 to go in the third quarter. It's a double-digit lead for JCN. Chargers 35, Valley Falls 25.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Halftime in one of the other games in another Class 2A substate. Well, Buncee having no trouble with Jackson Heights, leading them 48-26. That is a halftime score. Valley Falls is going to seal the inbound and then turn it right back over to JCN. Here come the Chargers up the floor and down the left side. Riley Thompson beats to Langley. Emily on the floor once. Gets tied up. Are they going to call a jump? Are they going to call a foul? And it will be a foul. It's going to be on Evie Gatzmeyer. It'll be her first foul of the evening. And Abby Laird, who is out of the game for literally moments, going to check right back in. With a minute 54 to go in the third quarter, JCN has the ball and a double-digit lead. It's 35-25 Chargers. The ball around to the right side. Kicking it down there is going to be Riley. In the middle, the shot up off the back rim, up and in. Emily Langley has 9. It is 37-25. Back again to the 12-point lead with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls is going to need a little flurry here at the end of the third and a strong fourth quarter to keep their season alive. Down to Denson here.
Cross court is going to go down to the baseline. The rainbow got it from deep in the right corner. Shot they needed, knocked in as Caitlin Yates gets her first point of the game. 37-28. 1-1-1. Ace is on the scoreboard. There was a travel, and there's a call. With a minute 8 to go. Fans getting a little frustrated with the lack of some of the traveling calls here tonight. But that one did get called, and Jason is going to turn it over. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. And it's back to a single-digit game. Valley Falls with a basketball down 9. Jason packing in that zone. Here's a feed back across to the left side. Cross court, it's going to go. Here's a shot for 3. Nope. Long rebound secured by Valley Falls. Here's another shot for 3. Nope. Secured down this time by JCN. Feed down the left side. Skip across to the right. Langley's up and good for 2. Emily Langley, 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game, and it's 39-28. 25 seconds left, third. Baseline shot, no. A blocking foul on Abby. Abby Laird picking up her first foul of the game. Is that what it is? I was just seeing a 4. I missed it. Here we go. Free throw. It's up and good. To the free throw by Lauren Connor. Her third point of the game. 22 seconds left in the third quarter. 39-29 and second free throw, good. 39-30. Lauren Connor, she's 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Valley Falls with it, or chasing with it to the backcourt. Looked like there was going to be a turnover, and instead they're going to have a Valley Falls foul. It is going to be on 2. It's going to be a quick second foul by Evie Gassmeyer. 17 seconds to go. The ball comes into Clara. She runs. She turns. Shoots off the window and missed it. Rebounding it down. Valley Falls. And there's a Langley foul in the backcourt. No big deal for Emily. Her second foul of the game. And for JCN, it'll be team foul 4 with now only 11 seconds to go in the third. Clara's going to come out of the lineup, get a little early rest before we go to the fourth. And in for JCN, it'll be the freshman, Carly Porter. Coach Nolan's leaned on some of these freshmen. Valley's going to have to hurry up the floor. Got to realize the time. 6 seconds, 5. Here's a 3-pointer. Buried it at the buzzer. How about that shot by Corey Kirkwood? And now the official stops the game. I thought the buzzer, and it is 0.3. They're going to call Valley Falls for a warning. Give him a warning. For delaying the game. Apparently, after that ball came out of the rim, they rolled it or something. I did not even see that. But it comes in, and that is the end of the third quarter. I'll tell you what, Valley Falls has fought back, and we'll go to the fourth quarter, trailing by 3. After 3, here in Winchester, Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 39, Valley Falls 33.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
We're going to the fourth quarter. It is a 39-33 Jefferson County North lead over Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Couchett here, courtside, to this Jefferson County North hosted Class 2A basketball sub-state game. Ladies tonight, guys, we'll play in Class 2A tomorrow night. We here on Q Radio are going to be in Valley Falls watching the Dragons and the Bears of Oskaloosa. Now, Valley Falls is going to miss a couple of shots. It's going to go out of bounds, and Fish is going to have a little convo as to which direction she's going to go, and whoa! It's going to go back to Valley Falls. Division with a big emphatic point that North nearly clocked one of the players as he was backpedaling. Everybody's fine. And Valley Falls has the ball, and they're only down two possessions. Here's a three-point shot. Cut it in half. It's a one-possession game. The three-point shot, Lauren Brown. She's got 10, and it's 39-36. 7.5 to play. Chase team with a basketball, they got a score. Underneath, Langley, off the window, no. Rebound, tipped around on the floor, batted out, and it's going to be loose. We're going to have a foul, and the whistle is on. It's going to be on Jefferson County North's Taylor Schreck. Taylor's third foul tonight. First foul of the fourth quarter for Jeff North. Here comes Valley Falls. They can tie this thing with 7:15 to go in the game. Skip pass over to the right side. Cross court, it goes to the left side of the free throw line. Back out on top. Corey Kirkwood with it. Corey having a huge night. She's got 17 already. The feed to the right. They don't need them all at once, but they'll take it on a three-point shot. Evie Gatzmeyer. We're tied at 39 with 6:55 to play. And an offensive foul by Jefferson County North. And it is going to be the fourth foul on Clara Johnson. That is her third offensive foul tonight. And she's going to come out of the game, and JC is going to take a timeout. And Joseph, we're going to take it with them. We've got a basketball game in Winchester. 6:52 to play. It's Valley Falls. JCN tied at 39.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
I'll tell you what, a nice crowd on hand here this evening, and they are being treated to a tremendous sub-state first-round game. Number 3 in the sub-state, JC in the 15-5. Number 6, Valley Falls at 7-13. They've met twice. Jeff North has won both, but none of that matters tonight. Winner moves on. Loser concludes the season here tonight. Valley Falls with the basketball. They've got it over on the left side. Jump it into the corner. Tie game at 39. They're going to be very patient now. Coach Jordan takes the timeout. We're taking a break with Valley Falls. Let's do it, Joseph. Another one. 6:37 to go. 39-39.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
With it here in Winchester. 6:37 to go in the ball game. Valley Falls will be putting it in play directly in front of their bench. That timeout being called by a head coach for the Lady Dragons, Jordan Hale. Let's see what she's got up her sleeve. Her team has raced back from behind. The feed will go to the block. Backing in, split two defenders. The shot goes up, no foul called, and they're going to say it's going to be out of bounds and belong to JCN.
The plan there was to get the ball in the middle, force a shot up between Laird and Langley, and that's exactly what they did, but no foul coming out of it. Now they've got Laird bringing it up the floor, taking it down the court with a left-hand dribble. Nice job by the post. And here's JCM with the ball. Way out on top. It's going to be Taylor Schrick. Goes left side to Riley. Feet underneath Langley. In traffic. Kicks it back out on top. Here's a shot. Wide right. Rebounded back down. Valley ball. Coming up the court. Coming up from their back side. The ball's going to be batted away. And is it saved inbounds? It is by Jefferson County North. What hustle by Riley Thompson. And JCN back up court. 5:45 to go. It's still tied to 39. Laird into the lane. Shoots. No. Rebound. Tipped around. It's on the floor. Rolling around. Players diving on it. And finally, it's going to be covered up. We're going to get a jump ball called, and it will be Charger basketball. So, Clara Johnson going to come back in with 5:40 to go. We'll see how long she stays or if she picks up that fifth foul. Here's Laird. They'll kick her on the outside. Now the Langley up the left block. Back out on top. Clara steps up, pulls up threes. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Connie Falls coming out with the basketball. Here they come. Racing down the court. Kicking it down the right side. And it's going to be batted away from Evian. It's a save. Yeah, but JCN's going to save it again. Now stolen back by Valley Falls. Back out on top. The three. No. Long rebound. Valley Falls is going to save it. Get passed over to the right side. It's loose on the floor. They're getting a little wild out here. Now, Valley Falls has the ball. They've got it under control and they're running the offense. 5 minutes to play in this tie game. First round of the sub-state. A lot of good teams do not advance to game two. Valley with it out on top. Little head fake. The kick on top. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Clara Johnson. Chargers coming up the floor with it. Clara, drive it up at full tilt. Skip pass over to the right side to Taylor. Trick beats in the middle. Abby Laird shoots and scores. Abby with a dozen. JCN goes back in front 41-39 with 4.5 minutes to play. Up court with it is Lauren Brown. Here's a three. Hits the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound tipped around and Valley's going to save it from deep in the corner. Feet to the right block. On the floor, one time. Shot up, traveling. 4:15 to go. Valley Falls turning it over with a travel. And Clara going to come back out. JCN is going to rotate Carly Porter back in. And right now you've got head coach Steve Noll making an offense-defense switch out here. Trying his best to keep Clara Johnson from fouling out. Now Valley Falls going to come up with a steal. Here they come down the floor. Left side, dish underneath the rim, and we're going to get a blocking foul and a couple of free throws. The blocking foul is going to be on JCN's Riley Thompson. Her second foul of the game, and Valley Falls coming to the line with Lauren Connor. Lauren is 4-4 at the line tonight. 5-5. I thought I just hexed her. I just thought I did after I said that. One more shot coming up. For the sophomore. Left-handed. Nails it. It is 41-41. And we are at 4:07 to go in the game. JCM with it in the backcourt. Riley Thompson brings it up the left side. Skip pass over to the wing. The feed above the block. Wide open right side. All alone. Jump shot. Rattles home! Curly Porter, her first field goal of the game. She hit a free throw earlier. Now she's got 3 points. 43-41. 3:40 left. Back over to the left side. Valley Falls at a basketball, running some motion. Little head fake, stepping inside, 15-footer, drains it! Lauren Brown, a dozen points, and it's 43-43. 3:27 to go. The pass inside. Looking for Langley. It's going to be taken away by Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. Coach is on her feet saying, slow it down, ladies. They're not going to. They're going to attack the bucket. Runner. Got it from the baseline left. Lauren Connor off the bench with the bucket, and Valley Falls is in front. It's 45-43. And again, you got Abby Laird bringing the ball up the floor. She'll go right. She'll go left. Gets it across the timeline. And quickly, divests himself into basketball. Gets it over to Riley Thompson. 2:50 to play. Here's Laird on the court once. Turns and shoots. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Followed. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Valley Falls. Here they come up the floor. Driving it down the left side. All the way to the rack. Now in the lane. Dishing over to the baseline left. Baseline jump shot short. Rebound. Chase down to Valley. He's going to save it at the baseline. They'll bring it out on top of Coach Jordan Hamm. Says, slow it down, ladies. 2.5 minutes to play. Yeah, they're just holding it up on top. Coach Steve Knowles on his feet telling his team they got to come out and make a little contact. Here's a drive to the right side. Pass over to the edge. Down between the circles. Valley Falls moving to basketball. But they've got the ball. They've got a two-point lead. They do not have to score. Pass comes out on top. Skip over to the right side. Lots of contact. No foul. Again to the left side, Valley Falls. That's Lauren Connor. She's been spectacular in the late going. Connor gets between the circles of the ball to Caitlin. They swat at it. Gets it over to Kirkwood. She'll work her way to the right side. Dumps it into the corner to Yates. Valley Falls with a minute 45 to go. Has the ball up by two. Around to the left side. Back door. The pass. The dish to the corner. Squaring up. They pass up the shot. Coach Hale says, do not take that shot, ladies. Now they're going to run some motion. Lots of contact. The JC defense underneath. She passes out the layup. Uncontested layup and brings it back on top. Back into the corner with a minute 28 to go. And finally, there's the foul. Abby Laird races out and commits the foul. You can hear Coach Nolan in the background imploring his team, get to the ball and commit the foul. That whistle is going to be the second of the game by Abby Laird, and it'll be JC a team foul four. Valley Falls has not committed a fourth quarter foul. And now we're going to get a charge of timeout. What a finish. With a minute 26 to go, we got a timeout on the floor. It's Valley Falls 45, Jeff North 43.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
I'll tell you what, a nice crowd on hand. It's not exactly an SRO crowd, but a really nice crowd on hand. And everyone on the edge of their seats. I don't mean just sitting back and, like, taking it in. I mean leaning forward and just gazing intently on the floor because we got a tremendous finish. With a minute 26 to play in the ball game. Valley Falls has come from a 12-point second-half deficit and lead by two. And they've got the ball in play. They'll skip it over to the left side. Way out toward midcourt, and there's going to be the foul call. Coach Knoll again imploring for the foul, and that is going to be the fourth on Taylor Schrick. Clara Johnson's got four. Taylor Schrick's got four. Laird Langley Thompson each with two for Jeff North. We're down to a minute 20 to go, and that is team foul five, and it will put Valley Falls and Evie Gatzmeyer at the line. Evie hit a three a moment ago, and this free throw rolls off. One more shot coming up for Evie. Now, Jason is going to make an offense-defense switch, bringing Abby Laird back into the game for Gwen Blattner. It is 45-43 with a minute 20 to go. One more free throw coming up. We're getting a little paperwork squared up here. One more free throw coming up for Evie Gatzmeyer. Evie is a junior on this Lady Dragons team. Tomorrow night here on Care Radio, we're going to be in Valley Falls and watching the guys. Coach Gatzmeyer sitting up behind us enjoying this game. Okay? So it's going to be Valley Falls hosting Oskaloosa tomorrow right here on Care Radio. Now we have a stoppage of play and not sure just what's going on here. Somebody has got a scratch or a cut or something. And Joseph, while the officials are sorting this all out, let's take a break. What do you say? We're taking a break down to a minute 20 to go in the game. What a game we've got. Valley Falls 45, JCN 43.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
We return to the gym here in Winchester with a minute 18 to go. Valley Falls will be putting it in play, leading 45-43. Evie Gatzmeyer brings it in, and it'll go into the backcourt to Corey Kirkwood, who quickly is fouled by Emily Langley. See for JC, and they got to be careful who commits the foul. Again, you got Clara Johnson with four, Taylor Schrick with four. Now you've got Emily Langley with three. And coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls, Corey Kirkwood. She is the game's leading scorer right now with 17 points. Love it when it gets quiet. Free throw. Goes all the way around and out. One more shot coming up for Corey Kirkwood. At the free throw line, Valley Falls here in the fourth quarter had some struggles. JCN has only had one second half free throw. This one, it's up. Perfect. Evie Gatzmeyer, her fourth point, and it's now 46-43. And with a minute 15 to go in the game, the ball inbound is going to be knocked away and goes out of bounds. It'll be back to JCN. Chargers have their starting five. Johnson Schrick, Laird Langley, and Thompson. It'll be Thompson doing the inbound work, brings it into Clara. Clara will go down the right side, pushes off of that free hand again, and a running shot is good for Clara with 11. It's a one-point game again, 46-45. Valley Falls with the basketball in the backcourt. Langley pushing and shoving, and finally he's going to pick up her fourth foul. We have 1 minute to play. It is 46-45, and a couple more free throws coming up for Valley Falls. Free throw. Yeah. Tell you what, kids. You wonder why you work hard and you try to work on those free throws. This is the reason right here. 1 minute to go. Sub-state game. You can put your team up by three with this one. And there it is. Corey Kirkwood hits another one. It is now 48-45, and we're inside a minute, and a quick foul on the inbound, and that is not a terrible foul at all. That's your first foul of the fourth quarter. You got fouls to give away here. And no one on the Valley Falls team has more than two fouls. It's going to come in. Clara turns in traffic, throws it at the basket. And it's going to be fouled to come to the free throw line. Bishop's going to walk over and let us know this is going to be on Kirkwood. It will be her third foul. 55 seconds of play. Clara Johnson coming up can get her team back to within a pair. Two free throws for the senior. Puts a little bounce and it won't go in. Clara with 11 points. That was her first free throw tonight. Coach Noel directing a little traffic, bringing players in and out, taking out the two bigs. That's an interesting defensive switch he's made here to commit some fouls. He's got to commit a foul or two. Free throw's good by Clara. It is now 48-46. Are we getting a JCN timeout? Then we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Each team has got one timeout left now. We're going to take a break, Joseph, at 55 seconds to go in the game. Valley Falls 48, Lady Chargers 46.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals.
With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. 55 seconds to play. Valley Falls can be pretty aggressive. The ball's going to come into the baseline. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off the Dragons. What a call down to the baseline. Each team has got one timeout left. It is a two-point game, 48-46. Valley Falls in front. And Chargers are going to have the ball in play down to the baseline. It'll be put in play by Clara Johnson. Brings it into Laird, Langley, around to the left side. It's going to be Thompson. The feet underneath. Abby shoots, gets fouled. So it'll be Laird coming to the free throw line with 48 seconds left. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls, and there's no 22 out there. 12. It is going to be on Corey Kirkwood. Free throw for Laird is good. Abby Laird, her 13th point of the game. She can tie it right here with 48 seconds to go. And way short, rebound Valley Falls. It is 48-47 and very quickly, J.C. commits the backcourt foul. It took 2 seconds off the clock. And a foul is going to be on Riley Thompson. So for J.C., and Riley's got 3 fouls. Emily Langley has 4. Taylor Schrick has 4. Clara Johnson has 4. And coming to the line for Valley Falls, it'll be Lauren Brown. Lauren hadn't shot a free throw since the first quarter. And this one is rolling, 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 and in! That thing bounced off the rim 4 times and then goes in for her 13th point of the game. And again, for head coach Noel, the offensive defense switches. Again, with players with that many fouls, he doesn't want to put them in harm's way on the defensive side, but he's got to have them in to score. Second free throw rolls in also. So Lauren Brown is going to hit them both. It is 50-47. And we're going to quickly have a Valley Falls foul. It will be the third for Lauren Connor. And again, they're going to, JCN is going to be forced to put the ball inbounds. They'll bring it in. Clara goes left, goes baseline, puts up the runner, hits another one. Clara Johnson, absolutely unstoppable tonight. It is 50-49. And we're going to get another JCN foul, and more free throws coming up for Valley Falls. Lauren Brown again back at the line. She's got 14 points, 2 free throws. This one, perfect. Lauren Brown, absolutely phenomenal at the free throw line now. Nine points in this quarter. It is 52-49, and we've got 32 seconds left. Clara Johnson with the basketball, and does she get fouled? That is going to be Kirkwood's 5th foul. And Corey Kirkwood is going to be the first player to foul out of this game, and she will exit with 28 seconds to go. And she will end tonight with 20 points. Corey Kirkwood, she can now go to the sideline, and now she's got to let her teammates extend her career. The senior fouling out, but her team is ahead, 52-49. J.C. again making the offense-defense substitutions, taking Laird and Langley in and out. And back at the free throw line is going to be Clara Johnson. Clara is 1 of 2
at the free throw line. First one, no. It is still 52-49. 28.2 seconds left. The tension in the gym, phenomenal. The pressure on Clara's got to feel big. The free throw is perfect. She doesn't show it. It's 52-50. And 28 seconds to go. Valley Falls put to the ball and play at the baseline. They're going to bring it in. Here comes Lauren. Brown coming up the floor, and there's a foul. And I've got five on Taylor. Yep. So Taylor Schrenk will be the first JCN player to foul out. She will exit with 25 seconds to go. End the game with 2 points tonight. And will be replaced by Karina Johnson. Coming back to the free throw line for Valley Falls. Valley Falls doing a brilliant job at getting the ball in Lauren Brown's hands. First free throw. Yep. It's now 53-50. This free throw is huge. A two-possession lead if she hits this one. 25 seconds to go in the game. Leading by three and looking to make it four. It's up and in and out. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Langley. Here comes JCN. They need a three. Clara, left side. The feet underneath. Drive it across. The shot. Abby. It rolls in and the plus one for Abby Laird. The foul is going to be on Cassidy Brakes. It will be her third. JCN making a couple of substitutions again, but only can make one because their other player, Abby Laird, is at the free throw line. Abby has struggled at the free throw line tonight. 1 of 7, and she's a way better shooter than that. This one is good. Hits it when she needs it. It's a 53-53 game with 16 seconds left. Valley Falls will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. They can run the baseline. It'll be put in play by Evie. Kastmeyer brings it in the backcourt. Here comes Lauren Brown. Lauren brings it up with 12. We're going to get into the forecourt. We're going to get a timeout. Last time out of the game for Valley Falls, and that's going to do it. We'll be back. Timeout of the court, Joseph. 11 seconds to go. Both teams are out of timeouts. The score, Valley Falls 53, Jeff North 53.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Hey, we've got 11, to be exact, okay, 11.1 seconds to play. It is a 53-53 game. The first two meetings between these teams were won with 52 points. JCN has already had a player foul out. Taylor Schrick, Valley Falls has had a player foul out. Corey Kirkwood. And the Dragons will bring it in. Here they go. Work around to the right side with it. It's going to be Caitlin Yates. Gets it out on top to Evie Gatzmeyer. Back over to the right side to Brown. Lobs it to Gatzmeyer. She'll go three. No. And we're in overtime. We'll be back in Winchester. They take it to OT. At regulation, it's Valley Falls 53, JCN 53.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center.
with competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
And here we go to the overtime. Welcome back to Winchester, everybody. This is a great Class 2A girls basketball substance. The ball goes up, the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Jefferson County North. They're going to have the first opportunity to score in the OT. And the ball's loose on the floor. Valley Falls comes up with a steal. Here come the Dragons. 4 minute overtime period. The ball goes over to the right side. Deep in the right corner. Back out on top. Brooklyn Schmelzley gets it out. Top side to Lauren Brown. Goes into the lane. Back over to Brooklyn, down to the baseline left, the feet to the middle. Clara reaches over the back, no foul call. Feet baseline, jump shot, good. For two for Evie. Gatzmeyer has six. Yeah, up the floor, here comes Clara. She'll shoot and miss, and the rebound pulled down and up and in for Abby Laird. It is 55-55. Three minutes to go. Here's Valley with it. Again, out on top side is going to be Evie. Over to the left, Lauren Brown. Cross court it goes. Deep in the right corner. Connor underneath. The shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. Pull back down. Here comes Clara Johnson. She's been out there for the longest time with four fouls, and they have not been able to get her to pick up a fifth. Here's Laird with it. She backs into the lane, turns, the shot is up, no good, rebound, jump ball, there it is, call. It is Valley Falls basketball. 2:35 to go into OT. Still tied at 55. Valley Falls will walk it up. J.C. is going to pick up at the top of the key defensively. Out between the circles with it. It's going to be Evie Gatzmeyer. They'll work it around to the left. Valley Falls has gone small. And do we have a foul? We've got a foul off the basketball against Jefferson County North. It's going to be on Karina. It'll be Karina's second foul. And back to the free throw line is going to come Valley Falls. Free throw? No. A very untraditional free throw style for Brooklyn. She's going to have one more shot and an opportunity to put her team in front. This one, good. So Brooklyn Schmelzley hits one of the two. And it is 56-55. Here's Laird with the basketball, left side of the lane, comes back off on top. Back into Laird, gets double teamed, feeds it out on top to Langley, twisting, turning, spinning, can't get rid of it. Now they'll feed back in again to Abby. She'll turn, lay it, put it off the window and miss it. Rebound, battle for. Laird comes down with it and commits a foul by fouling from behind, an offensive foul on Abby Laird, or rather on Emily Langley. She is out. Emily Langley is going to foul out in overtime with 2:01 to go. Ends the game with 11 points. And back to the other end of the floor as we go, and Valley Falls up the line. It'll be Evie Gatzmeyer. Evie, one of two at the free throw line tonight with 4 points. She hit a three in the fourth quarter. Her free throw is good. And it's now a 57-55 lead. Valley Falls with 2:01 to go, looking to make it a three-pointer. On its way. No. Rebound. Knocked away. It's out of bounds. And it is going to be JC in basketball.
the crowd on this side. Valley Falls crowd thought it had gone off the Charger, but apparently it does not. 57-55 with inside 2 minutes to go in the overtime. Here comes Clara. Johnson races down, pulls up, 14-footer, air ball short. Offensive rebound, kick back out on top to Clara. And as she goes up, she gets fouled, and she's coming to the line. This foul is going to be on Valley Falls' Caitlin Yates. It is only her second foul tonight. And Clara coming back to the free throw line. Clara with 15 points, but she is 2 of 4 at the line tonight. Free throw. Looks good. Got it. It is a one-point game. 57-56 with a minute 46 to go. Long look. Little hesitation. The shot misses. Rebound, Valley. It is 57-56 with a minute 40 to go. Coach Noel telling his team to step up on the basketball. And here's it knocked away for a minute. Now Sue's on the floor. Are we getting a foul? It's going to go out of bounds. What are we having? They're not going to call a foul, and they're going to say it's out of bounds, and it is going to belong to JCN. With a minute and a half to go. Chargers are going to bring it in. Here comes Clara coming down. One-on-one. Stops, leans, turns, shoots. She'll get that every time. Clara Johnson for two, and the Chargers are back in front, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at a minute 27 to go in the OT. Now Jeff North, 58. Valley Falls, 57.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We're down to a minute 27 to go in the overtime. 58-57, Jefferson County North has been able to retake the lead for the first time. Gosh, it's been a long time since they've been in front here in this one. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studios. He's on OT, and we don't mind. The game's in OT. Joseph, you might as well be getting a little OT tonight, huh? The ball will be put in play from deep in the backcourt of JC and is going to drop back to the other end of the floor and set up the 2-3. Here comes Valley Falls. Clara Johnson. She's been out there with four fouls for the longest time. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Valley's going to save it. Nice job by Schmelzlake. Now her pass is going to be stolen back. JCN taking it down the floor. Mishandled. The shot up, no, and a Valley Falls foul. A minute 9 to go. Long, long way to go in this one. This foul is going to be called on Caitlin Yates. It will be her third. And at the line, JCN, the free throw, nicely done. High and arcing and good for Riley Thompson. Riley Thompson, a JCN sophomore with her 7th point of the game. And this one off the window is good. And it is now 60-57. Chargers on a little roll with a minute 6 to play. Valley Falls cannot panic. Scoot pass down to the baseline. The shot goes up, and there's going to be a JCN foul. The foul is going to be on Gwen Blattner. For Gwen, only the first foul of the game. 1 minute to play. First of two. Yep. Valley Falls has hit the free throws that they have needed to hit in this game. Caitlin Yates picking up the first one. One more shot coming up here. Can get her team to within one. This one is off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be JCN. And do we have a foul on that rebound? We do. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls. It will be the fourth by Lauren Connor. And again, to the other end of the floor we go, and it has become now a free throw shooting derby. We have had so many free throws in the second half, and in overtime, it is free throws no good. Gwen Blattner looking for her first point tonight, and a lot of pressure on this freshman. Second free throw, no good either. Rebound to go down. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons up the floor, trailing by two. Wide open, the three, short. Long rebound, saved by Valley Falls. Dragons are worked back to the left side. Trailing by a pair. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Driving into the lane, the running one. Handed shot is up, no good. Another offensive rebound. Brought back out on top. Cutting into the lane. The feed underneath. The layup, good for two. The baseline layup is good by Evie. Now, JCN coming up the floor, leading it by one. It is 60-59, 25 seconds left, and we will get JCN taking a timeout. Taking the break, Joseph. Final timeout by the Chargers with 23 seconds to go in the overtime. It is 60-60.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Jefferson County North, they have the basketball and the final shot. If they can stay out of foul trouble, not commit an offensive foul, or if Valley Falls decides not to foul them, and you know you've got a couple of players you want to see take that shot. You want to see Clara Johnson from the outside. You want to see Abby Laird from the inside. Clara's got 18. Abby's got 18 tonight. It'll be put in place for JCN right in front of their bench. Bringing it in is going to be Riley Thompson. 20 seconds. JCN with the basketball. Does Valley Falls want to foul him or not? Maybe no. 15 seconds left. Apparently they're not going to foul. Out on top is going to be Riley. Over to the right side. The freshman alone for three. Missed it. Rebound on the floor. Pick back up. JCN the layup. Missed. Offensive rebound on the floor. 2 seconds. 1 second. We're going to another overtime. Or is there a foul? They're going to call a jump ball. It doesn't matter. We are going to OT2. Now, wait for the officials to tell us to make a real formal call here. Mass confusion out here by these guys, and it is going to go to the second overtime. Joseph, we're going to do it all over again. Going to the second overtime. It is Valley Falls 60, JCN 60.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
And we are back in Winchester. The tip is going to be pulled down by Valley Falls, and the official's going to say, I think we got to tip this over. Now they're having a little disagreement. Okay, what had happened is the ball went up, both players tipped it, and it came straight back down to the floor, and one of the jumping players grabs the ball, and the official stops play and is going to give it to the other team.
So it is going to be JC in basketball. A Valley Post player who had tipped it, then came down with the basketball. It had hit the floor, and she covered it up. But it is Charger ball. Here we go, into the overtime. It's turnaround shot underneath, and we're going to get a foul, and the Chargers are going to put Abby Laird back at the line. That is going to be the fifth foul on Lauren Connor for Valley Falls. Coming to the free throw line, Abby Laird. She's got 18 points tonight. Has had some struggles this evening. She's normally really, really good, but struggles this evening at the free throw line. She is 2 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. 60-60 at 3:51 to go in the second overtime. And here we go, coming to the free throw line. It's Abby. She's been so good tonight. This free throw rolls off, won't go in. One more shot coming up for the JCN senior, Abby Laird. This one short, rebound, fought for. Laird comes down with a shoots and misses. Laird is over the back. They don't call a foul. The players are on the floor. What are we going to get? The official's looking across at the other official and finally calls a travel. Wow. With 3:41 to go, it's going to be back in again to Jefferson County North at their baseline. 60-60. Clara's got it to Abby. She'll jump off inside. It's stolen by Valley Falls. And lots of reach and push and shove, and we're going to get Valley coming to the free throw line on the other end. Who commits the foul? This is a big question. The whistle is going to be on JCN, and it will be Riley Thompson with her fourth. At the line for Valley Falls, Evie Gatzmeyer. She's going to have two shots. First one short. It remains 60-60 with 3:35 to go. One more shot coming up for Evie Gatzmeyer. Evie, a junior. And this one is good. It hits the front, kicks up and in. And it's now 61-60, 3.5 to go in OT2. Here's a jumper for Clara. In and out, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Evie Gatzmeyer. Coming up the floor with it, we'll get into the forecourt. Drives it down the right side, slows it up, brings it back out on top. It's going to be handled up top by Lauren Brown. Way out between the circles is going to be Brooklyn. Schmelzley dumps it over to the right side. Looking into the middle with it is going to be Connor. Now in the lane, the ball's loose. Saved out on top. Evie with the save. The feed to the baseline right. The shot is up and missing. And rebound, Charger basketball. Clara coming up the court with it with 2 minutes and 50 to go in the second overtime. Here's Clara Johnson. Start to the right, goes to the left, keeps the dribble alive, and now backs away into the center circle. A little offensive foul, no call. Background to the left side, driving into the lane, and the ball's going to be stripped away, and a jump. They're going to call a jump ball. Reaching in, blocking it down, and it's going to be Valley Falls ball. With 2 minutes and 40 to go. 61-60, Valley Falls by one. Coach, don't think this should be his basketball. And I don't know. I thought it was going to be Valley Falls' ball. And now they're going to turn it around. Officials are going to come over, and there's going to be a little argument about this. Okay, so they called a travel. So it is going to be. We had one official call a travel, one official call a jump ball. And it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. So here they come, leading it by one with 2.5 to go. Up the floor, Valley Falls into the forecourt, Lauren Brown. Right side it goes to Schmelzley. Between the circles to Gatzmeyer. Around to the left side to Connor. They'll drive to the baseline, drive across the baseline, feed it over to the far side, back out on top to Evie. Back it away with 2:20 to go. Valley Falls can be extremely patient. Don't have to take
don't have to take any shots if they don't want to. Here's a feed, and there's a travel, and she knew it. Lauren, with a little bit of a head fake, and then drug that pivot just a little bit. Valley Falls is going to turn it over. Chargers are going to have it back in play here at home. Game one of this two-way basketball substate on the girls' side. It's a reach in and an offensive foul. Who commits it? It is on Clara Johnson, and she fouls out. That is a huge, huge call. Clara will foul out with 2:06 to go in the second overtime in the game with 18. And here comes Valley Falls. They've got the ball. They got the lead in 2 minutes to play in the second overtime. Dragons around to the left side. Little bounce pass over to the wing. Working her way down to the baseline. It's bounded away for a moment, but recovered nicely by Lauren. And Connor, as she holds onto the ball, and there's going to be a timeout. Dragons taking a break with Coach Hale with a minute 52 to play in the second overtime. What a game. Valley Falls 61, Jeff North 60.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
In Winchester, Kansas, we are a long, long way from being over. With a minute 52 to go in the second overtime, it's a one-point game. 61-60. Valley Falls in front. Valley Falls is 6th seed. JC in the 3 seed. Valley Falls is 7-13 in the season. JC is 5-15. None of it matters. The winner moves on Thursday. The loser, done for the year. The ball coming into the Dragons. They'll feed down to the right side of the lane. The running shot is up off the window, but no good. And an offensive rebound and an offensive foul underneath the rim. The official from midcourt calls Evie for her 3rd foul of the game. Back it comes to Jefferson County North with a minute 43 to go. Each team has one timeout remaining. Wait a minute. I thought he called player control foul. He called an offensive foul. And now they're going to change their mind and send this to the free throw line. That's a huge switch. The initial reflex call by the official was player control. Here's the first of 2 free throws for JCN. No good. Quinn Blattner is at the line. She'll get one more shot here. Can tie it up. Does. It is 61-61 with a minute 42 to go in a second overtime. Valley Falls with a basketball. They'll try to entry pass. It's stolen by Laird. Abby knocked it away. And for Valley, JC, you got to understand, 2 of their 3 seniors have already fouled out. Clara Johnson and Emily Langley both on the bench. Abby Laird still there. Puts up a shot. No. Gets your own rebound. Miss it again. Another JCN shot. Followed up and good. That is Karina with her 1st point of the game. 63-61. Jeff North with a minute 10 left. Here come the Dragons into the middle. A jump ball. Possession. Jeff North. One-oh-three to go. This officiating crew very confused. The light pointing to JCN and still wanted to put it in the wrong way. And now on the inbound, we're going to have a collision. We're going to have a foul. And for Valley Falls, that is going to be the 5th foul by Lauren Connor. She is going to foul out with a minute 2 to go in the second overtime. Coming to the free throw line for Jefferson County North is going to be Karina Johnson. Back into the game for Valley Falls, Cassidy Frakes. I haven't seen Cassidy in for a minute. She's out there now. Karina Johnson looks, shoots, no. Still 63-61, JCN by a pair. One more shot coming up for Karina Johnson. Long, hard look. Flipped on its way. Missed it. Long rebound. Valley Falls comes down with a basketball. And here comes Caitlin Yates up court. Inside a minute to play. Yates starts into the lane. Gets it back out on top. Kind of startles her teammate. And the pass to the baseline is going to be a little too long. And Valley Falls is going to turn it over with 51 to go. We're going to get Schmelzley back in with a little offense, defense switch up for Valley. Full court pressure by the Dragons. It'll be Laird putting it in play. Looking for help. Now it's a little baseball pass, and it's going to be a timeout by Coach Knoll. I'm not sure they were going to get it in play in time, and we're going to take a timeout with JCN. It's their last timeout of the second overtime. Joseph, 51 seconds left in OT number two. It's JCN 63, Valley Falls 61.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
JCN will use right there its last timeout. Valley Falls has one timeout remaining. We've got 51 seconds left in the second overtime. It'll be JCN basketball from deep in the backcourt. They lead by two. And putting it in play, it's going to be Abby Laird. Abby brings it in, and the ball is knocked away. It's rolling on the floor, and diving for it. It's going to be rolling out of bounds, and it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. Two players headlong diving on the floor. Then the ball rolls away from him. It was like that slow motion. You just see it just rolling and out of reach of both of them, and no one could get to it. It's like the acorn in Ice Age. Here we go. Up the floor with the basketball is going to be Valley Falls. Trailing by a pair, and we've got 35 seconds to go in the second overtime. Back over to the right side with it. No room. Out on top to Schmelzley. Back around to the left. A lot of youngsters in the game now. A lot of players have fouled out. Driving it over to the right side. They'll dump it to Evie Gatzmeyer. She looks in. No room. Comes out on top. Chloe Cox with the long shot up. It won't go. Rebounding it down. It's going to be JCN. Charges with the ball and 16 to go. Up court it goes. Down to the right side. The collision, the block, and Charger free throws. Jefferson County North is going to be coming to the free throw line as the foul on Caitlin Yates will be her fifth. So Caitlin fouls out. With 12 seconds to go in overtime, two ends the game with 4 points. She will be the third Valley Falls player to foul out. JCN has also had three players fouling out of the game.
K-A-I-R.
We probably should do that, huh? K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. How's that? Here's a free throw. No. At the free throw line for Jefferson County North, that's Carly Porter. We will call that an unconventional free throw shooting style. And the first one is no good. Her team leads by two. She can put them up by three. And this one is short. Rebound. What's going on? Is there a lane violation? Apparently a lane violation by Valley Falls. The third free throw. And won't go in either. And this rebound is going to be taken down by the Dragons. 2-point game, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7. Out on top, timeout. Okay,
We're going to keep it right here, Joseph, because we got a lot of things to talk about. Here's what's happening. Both teams have had three players fouled out for JCN. Their leading scorers, Clara Johnson and Emily Langley, but Abby Laird is still in there. They've also had the third player fouling out of the game, Taylor Schritt. Okay. For Valley Falls, fouling out of the game, Corey Kirkwood, their leading scorer with 20. She is out. Caitlin Yates has fouled out. Also, Lauren Connor out of the game. JCN, no more timeouts left here in the second overtime. They're done. Valley Falls has just taken their last timeout of the second overtime. So it will be Valley Falls basketball coming in play just into the forecourt. 6.8 seconds left. So if you're head coach Jordan Hill, what do? Do you go for a two? Do you try to beat it in the middle? Maybe get a short shot that you hope goes in and maybe get the bonus of a foul? Do you line up and get your best shooter to go for three? Knowing that, you know, some of your best shooters are already out of the game, and yet you do have Lauren Brown. Lauren's got 17. She's going to be out there. You're also going to have Brooklyn Schmelzy out of the floor. Edie Gatzmeyer can hit him. She's out of the floor. You're going to have Chloe Cox, who gets limited PT out there. And here we go. The ball comes in with five, with four, into the corner with two. The running shot off the side, and that's it. Final score tonight in two overtimes. It's Jefferson County North 63, Valley Falls 61. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
One of the classic games. You talk about the ones that go down as an instant classic. This is one of them right here. What a game tonight. A pairing of the number three JCN Lady Chargers and the number six Valley Falls team playing for the third time this season. And this one came down to the wire. Then it came down to another wire. Then it came down to the wire for the third time before. It was Jefferson County North able to hold on for the 63-61 win here this evening. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls and head coach Jordan Hale, what a game plan and what a performance by her team tonight. Corey Kirkwood led him in scoring. She fouled out in the game with 28 seconds to go in regulation, ended the night with 20. Lauren Brown had 17 this evening. It was 10 tonight for Evie Gatzmeyer. 8 for Lauren Connor. She fouled out in the second overtime. Cassidy Frakes with a pair and 1 for Brooklyn Schmelzley. For JCN, wow, so many players fouling out. And 18 tonight for Clara Johnson. She fouls out. 18 tonight for Abby Laird. It was double figures also for Emily Langley, who fouled out with about 2:01 to go. Following them, Riley Thompson had 8 this evening, 2 tonight for Taylor Schrick, who fouled out of the game, 2 tonight for Karina Johnson, 2 big points in the second overtime.
one tonight for Gwynn Blattner. You look at all these players, all these points, all these thrilling moments, and you try to decide who could be your Union State Bank player of the game. Well, I'll tell you what, you go with that first instinct. You go with who you went with from the start, going with Abby Laird. Abby was fantastic tonight. So she is your Union State Bank player of the game tonight. And she had 18 points to lead her team to the second round of the Class 2A Substate at Jefferson County North. For Valley Falls, Coach Hale, they'll end the season at 7-14. And I tell you what, you're not going to find a better 7-14 team anywhere around. This team's going to be ready to go next year. Got to be very proud, Dragon fans, of how they play tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to be with you from Valley Falls, right back in the home of the Dragons. It's going to be round one game on the guys' side of this 2A substate. We'll have Oskaloosa at Valley Falls tomorrow night here on Care Radio and another 7 o'clock tip-off. Wednesday night, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the JCN substate. Lady Ravens win Wednesday. We'll have their game on Saturday also. So, yeah, busy time. You gotta love it if you're a Hoops fan. Want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, the final score in two overtimes. It was Jefferson County North 63, Valley Falls 61. And until tomorrow night, for our man Joseph at the Care Studio, doing double and then triple duty. Joseph, appreciate you always. Tom Counts here in Winchester. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.